You're listening to the Teach Better Talk podcast, featuring expert educators eager to share progressive tactics to reach more students. Teach Better Talk is created by teachers and fueled by passion. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 136 of Teach Better Talk. I'm Ray Hewart, and as always, I am with my very handsome friend, Jeff Gargas.
Wow. Thanks, Ray.
Oh, that word was not submitted by me. I don't want any confusion.
Who'd that come from?
Your wife, Amy. She submitted that you're handsome.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, babe.
I know. It's so nice of her. She's actually fabulous, so I had to use her word because she submitted it, even though I agree with it, but whatever.
She really is just awesome. I don't know the last time that she's called me handsome, so that was great.
Well, this is the moment for 2020. There's not another one after this.
I'm kind of hoping. So when we were, younger, before we got to be an old married couple, I used to text her every morning and say, "Good morning, beautiful." And she'd say, "Good morning, handsome." Aww. Like through text, and it always made me feel good. We just don't do that as much. So maybe this podcast episode right here will reinitiate that. I'm going to text her
moment and just like.
I'm literally going to do it right now. I'm going to say, I'm bringing her up right now and I'm saying, "Hey there, beautiful."
Aw, see, she's going to love that. If only this was live streamed and not a podcast, we could see you texting her.
She'll probably just laugh at it, but let's see what she does.
This will be good.
Anyway, yeah, so that actually just happened, so we'll see what happens here. Anyway, so that was a look into my life, I guess. How are you? Ray, let me ask you something. What's got you excited? We always ask our guests, what's got you excited about education and stuff like that? And I'm hoping you answer this the way I think you're going to, but what's got you excited right now, right? So this episode, it's January 9th. This is an awesome episode that we're going to lead into here, but we got a lot of stuff going on in 2020. What's got you excited right now?
Ooh, I think there's a lot of right answers to this question.
And yes.
Obviously being back at the classroom is nice. Obviously there's so many things, but have you seen the hype around what we just announced in 2020 for our speakers network? Because that really is
which is what I was hoping you would go with. Yes, that's what I'm pumped up about. Yes, the excitement around it, the hype. I guess, there's no better word. Yeah, the hype, the excitement around it has just been really, really cool. So excited for all the speakers that are on there with us. And in this initial launch of it and stuff like that. So if you're not aware of what we're talking about the just freshly launched last week Teach Better Speakers Network. And this is another way for us that we are trying to help raise the voices of some awesome teachers who have some amazing things to share and helping them to get out and share their voices more by helping them in our speakers network. So we're super excited about that. Ray, you might be able to describe it better than me. Share me your excitement on it. What's really got you excited about it? I mean, it's cool. We got it out, but
The team has it's been fascinating being a part of a team that I've gotten to see build. Right. So, we were a small little team and mm-hmm. I mean, obviously we're still very small, but the amount of people that have joined our family to continue, to push towards this pursuit of better and helping to support teachers in the variety of ways that we do has been really interesting for me to see. And so when the Speakers Network came about, I mean, geez, months and months and months ago, thank God the cat's out of the hag because we just constantly were working on this project and we weren't allowed to talk about it yet. And so now the goal of this was just to support the entire school ecosystem, right? So it's about covering a lot of different educational topics and services and bringing in speakers that we were already connected to and just continue to amplify the amazing things they're doing in the field to create and maintain this progressive student-focused classroom. And so it's not just about, what the Teach Better team does, but also to highlight the great things educators are doing around the country to build this, new realm of education. So there's a ton of speakers that we launched with, but all of them have different expertise and they've been in education in different realms. They all come from kind of different backgrounds. And I think it just further emphasizes this desire to unify and do what's best for students at every level in our school districts. So I really was excited. And a lot of these speakers, you know, we've been connected to but not worked with yet. So this is a great way to kind of bring them into the family.
You said that so much better than I
try.
Did.
That's you know why they pay me the big money.
It is, yes. Yeah, super, super excited.
So I know we're gonna talk about Peace Alone, Joseph, who was our guest, but I do want to allude, if you are listening right now and you have not like seen the speakers network information, you can obviously go to teachbetter.com/speakersnetwork. But the reason I want you to go there is because you really should make sure you're following these educators. A lot of them were at Teach Better Conference 19. Some of them might be at future events. But I mean, the whole point is these are educators doing really cool things in areas that we now are able to, you know, further support. So if you're not already connected to these people, now's a great time. But I do want to give a shout out to, I mean, Brittany Wolf is a part of our speakers network, and she presented at Teach Better 19. Mm-hmm. We talked a lot about her in past episodes. You guys can go and learn about her story and the power that she has continued to bring to, you know, supporting all different type of learners in the classroom. And George Valenzuela was fun to partner with because, oh my gosh, he's done so much. And Neil Gupta, Mandy Fralick. I mean, geez, Kevin Butler. There's so many amazing people that are continuously making education better. So just go check it out. I don't need to blab on forever, but the list is, I mean, incredible.
You know someone else that's making education better, Ray?
Oh, I can guess, but I'm going to let you take this one, buddy.
My transitions. Is Peace Alone Joseph. So our guest on this episode is Peace Alone Joseph. She's awesome, first off. She was also at Teach Better Conference 19. She was phenomenal.
Yes.
It was such a cool thing. And we touch on a little bit in the episode, and she talks about on her podcast about that experience, which is really cool. But Peace Alone is the instructional technology coach at Greer Middle School, which is down in South Carolina by Greenville. 17 years experience. It's actually really cool. This actually, like, education is actually her second career, so she touches on that a little bit. She's also a podcaster with an awesome podcast, which we'll also dive into and talk about. I love this episode. She is just so much fun, so much insight. I love her sort of her focus on the culture in the classrooms that she had her classroom, but now just in her district and in her school, what she's trying to do, how she's trying to get out and support others, and sort of the focus that she puts on supporting her teachers inside her district. This is a phenomenal episode. I'm going to let you talk, Ray, just because I think you might have something to add, but like, what else do we need to listen to? Like, what was the part of this episode that really like got you and said, yes, yes, Peace Alone, that's it right there.
I don't know if this is either, I know it's lame, it's fine. I just love Peace Alone's, you know, like energy, like her whole, I just like being around her. I know I didn't get to talk to her as much as I wanted to at the conference. I would have loved to pick her brain for hours, but her session, I just heard so many amazing things about her presence and her impact. And I think that that comes across really well in this podcast. And I'm a fan because I listened to her podcast. So kind of hearing her live was kind of a cool fangirl moment for me. So I just hope that all of our listeners soak it all up and go subscribe to her podcast as well, because you can never have too many podcasts to listen to. And I think that hers is just a great opportunity to get, you know, different perspectives and just kind of have a good laugh most of the time. She's just so fun.
Awesome. And with that, let's get into episode 136 with Peace Alone Joseph.
Hey, what's up? It's Jeff. Don't worry, we're going to get right back to the episode, but I really want to check out and make sure that you are connected with us on social media. Ray and I and the entire Teach Better team want to connect with you. We want to hear your stories. We want to be a part of your journey. We want to be there to support you in any way we can, and we want to learn and grow with you. So please connect with us. Everything we have is at Teach Better Team. And then, of course, make sure you connect with me at Jeff Gargas and Ray at Ray Hewart. Let's get back to the episode.
All right, we are here and we are chatting with Peace Alone Joseph. And Sloan, it is so awesome to have you on here. We had the absolute pleasure of having you out to the Teach Better Conference, where people spoke just incredible feedback on the session that you presented there. We got to hang out a little bit, you and I, and chat for quite a bit at the networking event. And it was so awesome. You came out. It was like your first time flying and all this stuff. It was so cool.
Yes.
I'm going to tell right now, if you're listening and you were not connected to her podcast, you need to. She has some great recaps about the conference, stuff like that. But we got to make sure you get you on the podcast. You got to come talk. You got to share your story. We've got to dive into your head. So we are so excited to have you on here. Before we get too far going in, though, I got to ask you, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. It's the end of the year and just being really reflective and resting and enjoying family and getting revved up, ready to go so I can go back and do some great things with the students and staff at my school.
I love your podcast, and your reflection of the conference was so epic. I'm like glad that you're on our podcast just so you can make it as awesome as your episodes are. I'm so stoked.
That was a great experience for me in so many ways. It was amazing.
Well, I want to make sure our listeners get to learn all about you because you were involved in the conference, I got to like research you like crazy and get to meet you in person. And we definitely did not talk enough. So I'm really excited for this episode. But for anybody who doesn't know all about you, would you mind kind of sharing with us how you answer the traditional question of what do you do in education?
Well, my official role is I am an instructional technology coach, but I like to say that I'm a jack of all trades. I've been in education for almost 17 years. And so if it's culture, if it's talking with parents, if it's how do you integrate technology, it may be something like, how do I get my students engaged and moving around? Anything that I have learned, I'm willing to share. And so the title is what allows me to stay at my school, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes to do what's best for students and to make our students feel confident and competent. So that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Oh, I love it. So let's talk. I want to dive right into one of my favorite things to kind of discuss, and that's failure. And that's, where we have these slip-ups, we have these opportunities for learning. Can you share a story about a time that you've had a failure in your life and sort of take us there with you? What happened? How did you overcome that? And then what did you take away from that experience?
I've had so many failures, but I try to be transparent and use that whenever I'm presenting or mentoring or just kind of speaking to a teacher. And so one thing that really stands out to me is I didn't go to school. I didn't go to college for education. I went to college for business administration and my concentration was in finance and human resources. So this is my second career. And I felt like, I can teach business. I can teach marketing. I've got this. I'm going to go in here. I'm going to change the world. And what I had to realize very quickly, and one of my mentors at the time, Paula Brown, who I'm still friends with even to this day, she was the first person to let me know, nobody cares about how much content you know. You've got to get the culture of your classroom down pat. And so what I used to do is incorporate stories about me being in corporate America to explain content and just to make myself relatable. And that made my students like, kids like a good story, mm-hmm. And so they would listen, they would ask good questions, that built relationships, that built a respect for me. And then once that respect and those relationships were put in place, the kids would do anything for me. And I got a chance to cover like way more information. The class was more engaging, but when I wasn't focused on culture and I just was focused on content, it was a struggle. But then when I flipped it, everything fell into place.
Mm. Yeah. That culture is so important. And just, I mean, they're having the right environment, that right atmosphere for them to be able to connect with you. And like, I love that you're telling stories and they're able to connect with you in that way, but also connect the content to something that's more than just reading it or memorizing it. But it's that story that's taking them there with it. So that's awesome. I love it. So
absolutely.
Let's flip it now. Let's talk about a successful moment you had. This could be something big or something small, but tell us what happened. Why was it a success for you? And then what did you take away from that?
So some of my students over the years, like I said, so my first group, they're probably in their 30s now because they were just a couple years younger than me when I started teaching. But they'll reach out to me on Facebook and on Instagram and Twitter, and they'll just kind of just randomly say something about something that I said or something that I did in class that still impacts them, that they talk about when they have reunions or whenever they see me or something like that. And sometimes I say that I am a teacher, and sometimes I say that I'm a preacher. It just depends. I think it's a combination, and I'm just like a motivational speaker, which is like the combination of teacher and preacher, I guess. But you don't think your students are listening to you, and they can listen to your heart, like the words they're listening to, but they could feel how genuine I was and how much I cared about them at that moment, but also their future. And so whenever they come back and I see them or they contact me and they tell me how much of an impact I made, because it makes so much sense. I think there's a saying that Maya Angelou says that it's not, people won't remember what you said or what you did. They'll remember how you made them feel. Mm-hmm. And that's what they always, they do tell me what I said and what I did, but that feeling still stays with them. And so that to me is an overall success that I continue to try to do each and every day as I work with students and staff.
I love that quote. That is one of my favorites. It's totally the truth. And there was somebody on the podcast, gosh, I want to say forever ago, that had a similar concept of it's really more about how you are impacting students, how you're making them feel than anything else. And so I love that that continues to be a success moment and a celebration for you.
Absolutely.
So with everything that you're doing in education, because you kind of said a little bit, but geez, you didn't touch on the podcast or anything else that I know you're doing. What is really fueling your fire and keeping you excited about education these days?
Well, I am totally excited about my podcast because I know that because I come from three different points of view. So I try to, when at all possible, I try to talk about my life as an educator, but I also try to tie whatever I'm learning as an educator to my life as a wife and as a mother. And so I have lots of people that listen to my podcast that are not educators. And so what that has done, people will reach out to me and say, I had no idea what my child's teacher was doing on a teacher work day. I had no idea that y'all were teaching all day and that during your planning period, you have IEP meetings, 504 meetings, you have, you know, PLCs, all of these things. So I'm very excited about the opportunity to share what education really is behind closed doors with people that aren't educators. And another thing that I'm super excited about is just how people are connecting on Twitter. I just moderated a Twitter chat with the staff at my school. And the people that were on that chat, yes, we work in the same building, but because people kind of, I'm at the middle school level, people kind of stay with their grade level or they stay with their content area. There were people from all grade levels and all content areas just having a real practical conversation. And some for some of them, this was their first time doing it. And then since then, they have connected with other people that teach their content or teach their same age group. And so that one instance on Twitter allowed them to really network and connect. And I think that that is what really excites me about social media. It gets a bad rap sometimes, but I think in that aspect, it's going to do phenomenal things for the world of education. It breaks down those boundaries of the walls that we work in and gets us outside of our walls of our school, outside of the walls of our district. It's going to help us to figure out what's going on and what we can do to help each other across the country, but also across the world.
Gosh, what a great example. I loved how you use that. And that's something that any school district can do. And so it's so powerful. Yeah. I totally agree with your idea of Twitter, and it's changed my life. I'm not going to get into all that, but yeah, I completely agree with the power of Twitter. So if you're talking to, you know, a teacher, obviously you work with a lot of educators. What's the key piece of advice that you feel like teachers need these days? I mean, there's so many different things teachers could explore. And there are, you know, we have listeners that have been in the classroom for a few months and some that are veteran educators. And what type of advice do they need to stay progressive and reach their students?
I think it's very important to just ask students, taking the time to really have some off the content kind of conversations. One of the things that I did the last 2 years that I was in the classroom, I dedicated time the first 10 days to asking a question of the day. And the very first question, and that's how I took attendance on that day. And the way my room was set up, because I was a computer technology teacher, the kids' backs were to me so that I could see their screens. And so it was hard for me to connect names and faces because I would see the back of their heads all the time. And it came to me the last 2 years that not only could I put names with faces quicker, but also I could really get to know my students and do some grouping. And the first question was something like, you know, tell me one adult in your life that you want to make proud. And so that gave me something to reference, whether when there was a positive thing or something that wasn't so positive in the classroom. And then I would talk to them about their different genres of music and just different things. But I called each child up and had that one-on-one conversation with them for just, you know, it may have only been 10 seconds a day, but I think that that 10 seconds for those first 10 days with each student, because you're talking about six classes, 30 kids, that's 180 kids. That's a lot of kids for one person to have to try to make connections with. And I just didn't have enough time to do that every single day, but I invested that first 10 minutes. And I think asking them those questions and then using that information so that when I gave different examples or I made different groupings in class, that was really important with me building a culture and building relationship and building a respect with my students. The other thing I would say is give yourself grace. Every day is a new day. What worked yesterday may not work today. But also, if it didn't go well today, don't just walk in with that attitude that it's not going to go well the next day. Give that child a new chance. Give yourself a new chance. Always have some fresh ideas ready to go and be able to step back and punt. And that's okay, even if you have to do that in the middle of a lesson, but give yourself the grace and understand that every day is a new day. Give yourself a fresh start and your students.
Oh, great advice. I love that. Just I love the 10 days then that you gave, and then also just to giving yourself grace and giving your students grace like that. That's awesome advice. I want to step really quick. Can you, we touched on it briefly earlier and you kind of touched a couple little pieces of it. Can you give us sort of the rundown of what your podcast is all about and what we can expect and why we should subscribe?
So it's called the Greater Is In Me podcast, and it's available on iTunes and Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and some other ones, but those are the main ones. And I just talk about, my hashtag is hashtag inform, inspire, and influence. And I'm hoping that by informing people about what I'm doing as an educator, what I'm learning, even 17 years into being an educator, I'm still learning and growing. I don't have it all figured out, but I don't have it all figured out as a wife and as a mother either. And I try to use, you know, just real practical things that happen to me. I use a lot of humor. I talk about Chick-fil-A a lot. I try to find a way to bring Chick-fil-A into everything because it's one of my favorite restaurants. But I always talk about I talk about, you know, these lessons that I learned and how can we take that information and how can it inspire us to influence other people? Because whatever we're going through, good or bad, it's not just for us. It's for the teacher down the hallway. It's for the mother down the street. It's for the wife that's in your friend group that's kind of struggling to figure it all out as well. And so we're not in this thing called life by ourselves, and just being transparent, being reflective, and then trying to find the humor in it. That's what that entire podcast is about. And hopefully as we inform and inspire and influence each other, that we'll fulfill the greatness that was already placed in us from the beginning of our existence.
Man,
I love it. Thanks for breaking that down. Go ahead.
No, Ray, I was just going to say, sorry. I mean, the podcast is awesome. And I guess I want to know,
thank you.
Like, what's your plan for it? Do you have any crazy goals for the podcast for 2020?
I am open to anything. Like, I really do believe in like trying to write things down, like the power of writing things down. And so I wrote down that I wanted a podcast a couple of years ago. I also wrote down that I wanted to do a TED Talk, which you all allowed me to do at your Teach Better conference. I did a Teach Better talk. So that was my first TED style talk, but I'm open to doing anything. Of course, I'd like more listeners, and so that I can inform and inspire and influence more people. But I'm really open to it, and I think because I just started a couple of months ago, it's probably been about 7 or 8 months. I don't know like how far this can go, so I don't want to put any limits on what I can do with it. I am in the process of recording some episodes to roll out. The next one is going to be on Saturday, January the 4th. That'll be the first one for the new year. And so I'm going to really try to get a jump start on having a positive attitude. We've been on break for 2 weeks. So that's going to be hard for folks on January the 6th to get up and and go, but I want to hopefully people will get excited after they listen to the podcast. But if y'all have any suggestions, because y'all have this successful podcast, I am open to learning what you have for me.
All right, Jeff, I won't lie to you. I have a piece of insight. Are you ready for this?
Sure. Go ahead.
Here is my one tip. Do not get a co-host named Jeff Fargo.
Noted.
Yeah. Noted. Trust me. Go at it alone. He doesn't do anything. You just have to like pull him along. It's so challenging. It's just horrible.
That's incredible advice. Great tip.
She gives you a hard time.
She does. You know, it's really not fair. It's such a harsh work environment. It's really tough.
Well, you know what? You said that, and just wait, because he's about to ask you some tough questions next, and you're going to see how rude he can be.
Okay.
All right. We ready to do this? We're going to do 6 questions, and your goal is to answer each one of them in 15 seconds or less.
Okay. Wait, we really have to envision the environment. He is sitting downstairs in his epic recording studio in his basement with a Teach Better neon green headband and a water bottle and a stopwatch, and he is going to be making sure that you don't go over 15 seconds. So you can do this.
It's so much pressure.
I know. I believe in you.
Thank you, because it's so much pressure. I've been relaxing. I wasn't ready for all the pressure, but let's get it.
You can do it.
All right, here we go. What is one ed tech tool you cannot live without?
YouTube.
What book are you reading right now?
Anything that's Hack Learning series. Like what I've been reading recently is Hack Learning Education. And this is about being a marigold to put positive teachers around new teachers.
And who do we need to follow on Twitter or Instagram today?
Edutopia and Cult of Pedagogy.
What's a good YouTube channel or website for educators?
Eric Kurtz, Control Alt Achieve.
Love that one.
And give us a daily, weekly, or monthly routine every teacher should get into.
Whatever is your thing, like whatever you consider to be self-care, you need to do that. So like my thing is like getting my nails done, but some people like massages or whatever it is, find that thing and take care of yourself. You cannot fill other people from an empty cup.
And what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Water the flowers, not the weeds.
Oh, I like that.
She's good,
Jeff. Water the flowers, not the weeds. And I want to give credit. I want to give credit to Dr. Marvin York out of Charlotte, North Carolina. That's where I started my teaching career. And I actually worked with him at 2 different schools. And he would always tell me that I was getting my school administration license, transitioning from being a classroom teacher to being an administrator. And he was like, remember, this job is hard, but water the flowers and not the weeds. And I take that with me. I say that all the time. If I got a dollar, and he probably would want like 50 cents of it anyway. but I love him to death. Dr. Marvin York out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He's awesome.
I love that.
I love that. Ray, I was going to ask, what's your thing? Like when you consider your self-care, what is your thing?
You know my thing. My thing.
What's your
thing?
Well,
first of all, I'm going to get my nails done with you. But my real thing hanging out with my puppies. I'm such a dork. If I could get like 15 minutes at the very minimum with my dogs, I'm like, ugh, all fueled up.
Dude.
All right. See, I guess wrong. I figured it was either that or you have that. There's that coffee shop that the name's escaping me right now in Peoria that you just like love.
I love Zion Coffee.
What is that place?
Zion.
Yes. Thank you, Zion Coffee.
So. The best.
Yes, I love coffee as well. Coffee shops are the best. They just are so zen. Like people just in general are very nice and people just mind their own business and you can get a lot of work done.
Peace Loan, if you ever come to Illinois, we are going. This is like the most beautiful place. It's so fun.
So can we go get coffee and then go get our nails done?
Yes, in a heartbeat, yes.
Let's do it.
Is it weird that I want to come too?
Come on, you can do it.
I'm saying I want to come. Like I don't know what they can.
No judgment.
I'm thinking French tips. I say that because that's like the only thing I know.
Jeff, what's your self care thing? Are you going to tell us that it's like a good run? Is that your self care?
No, my self care thing, the thing that makes me happier and more relaxed than anything in the entire world, is co-hosting this podcast with Bray.
God.
Aw, that is liar. So sweet. You two are
mine. Actually, crazy. Mine actually is either running or going to the gym. When I'm okay. not consistent with it, when I fall off the my consistency, which happens way often that more often than it should, I feel mm-hmm. it. And when I go get it done, like I just feel so much better. So,
hey, Jeff, yeah, you're not going to get thrown off with that because 2020, your goal is related to working out, so you can't get thrown off. You're dedicated.
It is 30 pounds by my birthday. That's right. Man.
Oh wow!
Trying to be a twig, you know. Trying to get down. I need to get down. I gotta, you know. I'm working on it. We're gonna see. We'll see what's up in the summer.
Day by day.
I gotta get my bikini bod, you know. Get my nails done.
Thank goodness, this is a podcast and not live. Nobody wants to see your bikini bod, Jeff.
All right. Are we still recording? Is this still going on right now? Oh man.
Oh. Well, I have really enjoyed this episode, especially the last 10 minutes, but I do want to make sure that we end our podcast with some sort of awesome news, which is going to be how our listeners can stay connected to you. So what is all kind of the channels in which they can stay connected and listen to the podcast?
Okay. So my podcast is anchor.fm/greater is in me. Podcast. That's all one word. And then on Instagram @greater_is_in_me_. And then on Twitter, PSJoseph718. Follow me, get in contact with me. I'd love to hear from you, get some feedback. What do you want to hear? What are some things that you'd like some help with? And what are you willing to share with me so that I can learn as well?
Ooh, I love it. And you know, you can find all the links and all the resources and everything we mentioned in this episode over at teachbetter.com, as well as the really important links for connecting with Peace Loan, and make sure you keep the conversation going. So that's all over in the show notes at teachbetter.com. Be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes. And if you can give us that rating and review, we'd really appreciate that as well. And let's keep taking this one step further, thinking of just three of your colleagues who need to hear these amazing stories and share this podcast with them. Peace Loan, this was awesome. I'm so excited to have you on. I'm just so happy to be connected to you.
And I'm
so happy that we didn't get into this, so you need to go listen to a podcast so you hear this story, but I'm so happy that you braved the flying for your first time and you came out to Ohio.
We got to
hang out. And I can't wait till we can do it again. And just thanks for coming on and having some fun with us and sharing your story. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And until next time, let's get out there. Let's teach better.